Start. Good morning. I'm Ron Bohannon, Development Hearing Officer. I'll call to order the June 14th hearing of the DHO. It's approximately 9:02. This is a remote online or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We are conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are under a public health emergency. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this hearing. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks so we have a complete record. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the inspection of the Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. I'd like to introduce the development facilitation team and swear them in. Jolene Wolfley, Associate Planning Director, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Jay Rodenbeck, Development Services Manager, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Robert Webb, Senior Planner, do you swear to affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Shah Beazar is out today acting on his behalf as Ernest Armijo. Ernest, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. David Gutierrez, Water Authority, do you swear to affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Great. Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, do you swear to affirm and tell the truth?
I do.
Whitney Phelan, with Parks and Recreation, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Tiquan Chin, Hydrology, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Great. Leela, are you going to speak today?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. And we have other staff that if you do end up having to speak, please remind me to swear you in for the record. A note for the applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck routes those documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of the utility signatures. Then the applicant will receive an email copy of the signed document. If you are approved with conditions, you will need to complete the conditions with the appropriate DFT member and then send PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signature. The city engineer is the final person to sign the plat. And as I mentioned, Ernest is acting city engineer, but if we need an electronic signature, I believe that's going to be available. Miss Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Miss Gomez, will you alert us to the changes in the agenda?
Certainly. The only deferral that I have for this morning that was not already listed on the agenda is for item number 6, and that's for PR 2022-007875, application SD 2023-00113 for preliminary and final plat, and application SD 2023-00114 for vacation of public easement. The agent requests deferral to June 28th.
Thank you. I move PR 2022-007875 and the related cases to June 28th. With that, the agenda is set. I will now ask any of the members of the public that would like to speak on a particular item to let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to that case for public comment, if you are on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature in Zoom, which is located on the bottom taskbar. If you are on video, you can literally raise your hand in the video and press star 9 if you need to get our attention. If there are any technical issues, I will end the hearing and the DHO will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, let me read a statement regarding the purpose of the development hearing officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendments to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements of the IDO and the Development Process Manual. So with that, we will begin with the first case was deferred to June 28th. So we'll go to item number two. With that, we'll start with PR-2021-004968, SD-2023-00108, final plat. Bohannon Houston Inc., Yolanda Padilla, Moyer PE Agents for Elk Haven LLC, Pulte Group, requests the aforementioned action for all portions of tract B-1-A and B-2-A, La Quintesta subdivision zoned RML, located on Rosa Park Road Northwest between Paseo del Norte and Rosa Park Road, containing approximately 59.0834 acres. Property owners is Pulte Homes / Elk Haven LLC. Request is for a final plat for La Quintesta subdivision phase one. The agent, Yolanda Padilla Moya, I see. If I can get you to raise your hand, first introduce yourself, raise your hand, and I'll sort you in.
Yolanda Moyer with Bohannon Houston, agent for the Pulte Group.
Great. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Is there any other members of your team that are going to testify today?
Kevin Patton's online, and he may, depending on how the discussion goes, want to partake.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Patton, if you do need to speak, just remind me to swear you in. So let me go ahead and, Ms. Moyer, please go ahead and make a presentation.
Okay, Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon Houston, agent for the Pulte Group. We are requesting a final plat for phase one of the La Quintesta subdivision, which consists of 57 single family residential lots. We are also subdividing the adjacent tract into the subsequent phases. So we don't have to do another bulk land plat or plat later. We can just bring in each parcel as each phase comes in for a final plat. So that those bulk tracts are B2A1, B1A1, and B1A2. And they are subdivided along the future phase lines. So when we're ready for those to come in, it will just be for that singular tract rather than the entire phase like this one.
Okay, and you have the appropriate cross drainage for those lots with this first phase accounted for?
Yes, sir. If you see note number two, there's the cross lot blanket drainage easement, and each of the phases have access to water and sanitary sewer via okay. Public easement or public right of way.
This is Ron Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. I'll go to the public. If there's anybody in the public that wishes to speak on agenda item two, please unmute and or raise your hand. Seeing none, I will now go to the DFT. And we'll start with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Hi, yes, David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. My written comments, I did have some comments that has been since worked out with Yolanda this morning and some discussions prior. So I am revising those to no objection. However, I do want to note that for the record, the developer is required to upsize some offsite sanitary sewer as part of the agreement with us. For future final plat approvals, that needs to be addressed prior to that. So no approvals for future phases until that is addressed.
That's it for me. Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Gutierrez, so the infrastructure list is being updated for the final plat to your satisfaction?
For this phase, I am okay with as is, but for future phases, we're outside of this meeting, we'll work out the details because there's still some details that are not complete yet. So for this one, I am no objection for this phase right here.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you very much. We'll go to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Palmer. We'll go to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, Whitney Phelan, and I have no objections to this action.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll now turn to hydrology. Mr. Chin.
Yiquan Chin, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan and a report with the engineer's stamp date of December 10th, 2021. Hydrology has no objection to the plan.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Chin. We'll now go to transportation.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Transportation has no objections.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you very much. Planning, I think this is yours, Jay.
Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbach. So we had sent it, just want to know, we sent it a revised comments memo out to the applicants team, the DHOs, and to DFT staff. Just noting that there are tracks depicted on the final plat, which appear to have been revised and do not match up with tracks depicted on the preliminary plat. Ms. Moyer talked to me yesterday afternoon on the phone, and I think we got this cleared up, but Yolanda, I've made you a co-host. I'd appreciate if you could show us for the record that the preliminary plat, the original preliminary plat, matches up with the final plat. Mr. Hearing Officer, I think the issue was that we addressed in our comment memo was their extended preliminary plat that was approved on March 22nd, 2023, had some inconsistencies with this tract right here by Rosa Parks, tract 11. I believe it's shown as tract A on the extension, and then tract 10 wasn't shown as the same size. I believe it just was shown in this corner. And the original preliminary plat, I pulled that up here, and it's something I want Ms. Moyer to show us, but like it looks like that it matches up with that final plat. So I think there was just an issue with the preliminary plat extension, which really, when it comes to making sure there's consistency, it's with the original preliminary plat that was approved that where that matters. Discussing this with Ms. Wolfley, I think we're good. But anyways, I want Ms. Moyer to go ahead and just confirm this. So I've made you a co-host, Yolanda, if you want to go ahead and just, if you have anything to add.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, Mr. Rodenbeck, is there any other comments that need to be addressed by the applicant prior to her just addressing this one?
Okay, I can go over those. Yeah, we had some clarification questions. And then the only remaining comment that we have that needs to be addressed on the plan, and I'll note that the applicant did get us a revised plat, which has the application number, which we'd asked for yesterday afternoon at around 3:17 p.m. Our AGIS staff did approve the DXF file, so that's no longer a comment. And the only remaining comment we have on the plat itself is that a couple minor typos are still noted on the plat. There are waivers approved with the preliminary plat in 2022 by the DRB. And you know, there are waivers to the couple of more DPM waivers, and they're noted as DMP and DMP. They just need to be, you know, the M and the P need to be flipped to be a DPM. Very minor comment. That's definitely a delegatable item should this plat be able to be approved. But those were the only remaining comments. We had some clarification about the final plat being a 57 lot phase, which is part of a four phase development. Ms. Moyer went over that already. So I think we're pretty clear on that. And I'd like for her to clarify if item 8 of track 3 in the plat on sheet 3 is the same pond of the wall exhibit sheet. Let me see, I think I'm on page sheet 2 here, but that's the only thing I have. this tract right here. I just want to confirm that this is the same pond of the wall exhibit sheet.
I hear, no, Mr. Bohannon, thank you. Ms. Yolando, you wanted to address those, and I've got a question of staff as well about differences between preliminary and final.
Sure. Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon, Houston. Jay's correct. I did call him yesterday to clarify what had happened with the preliminary plat, and I can share my screen as well. So the approved final plat, which was in March of 2022.
Yolanda, hang on a second. We're seeing just the Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Better?
Yes.
Okay. So as we're discussing, the approved preliminary plat for March of 2022 does show the tracks as indicated exactly per the final plat that we submitted, which has this tract 11 that scrolls around here and then track 10 that also goes around here. Inadvertently, when we did the preliminary plat extension, we pulled the original plat, which was submitted, which was December of 2021, which isn't the approved plat, which was March of 2022, which does show these two separated tracks in lieu of one consistent one on both bookends. So we were requesting an extension of the approved preliminary plat, which is the March one, not the December one, because that's not the approved one. The wrong preliminary plat inadvertently got submitted with the extension. So if we look at the approved preliminary plat, which we were requesting the extension on, it is exactly per the final plat that was submitted, which is consistent with this tract 11 that wraps around and tract 10 that wraps around on either side of Twain Way.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon, thanks. That so basically the approved plat was prepared by BHI in March of 23, and that's the one that should be compared to today's plat. Is that correct?
March of 22.
Yeah. March of 22. Thank you.
The original preliminary plat.
Yeah. Correct. That was the approved one.
And the hearing Officer Bohannon, the confusion came in is that in the file there's a plat from Cartesian Surveys that doesn't line up. That's how I'm reading this.
No, Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon, Houston. So the original March of 2022 preliminary plat was approved. The final plat from Cartesian, which is what we're being heard for today, matches that approved March 2022 final plat exactly. There is no difference. The confusion lies in when we did the extension of March of this year, we inadvertently included a December 21 plat, preliminary plat, which is not the approved preliminary plat. And that was the confusion. These tracks on the bookends of Mark Twain were different. In the original one that was submitted, it took us 4 months to get revisions done, which was approved of March of 2022.
Okay, thank you. And hearing Officer Bohannon, and can you go through the rest of Jay's comments as well? I don't see any issues with those.
Sure. So I did send Jay an updated layout. Apparently having problems with their base file here. The wall exhibit was updated to reflect the current tract 3, which is the pond, which matches exactly to the preliminary plat and the final plat and the wall exhibit. They all match for that pond, tract 3. As it pertains to the waivers, I apologize. I did not catch the DPM versus DMP misspelling there, so we can get that corrected. And if Jay's and the staff is amenable to that, we would take delegation if that's approved. And I think that was all, Jay. Did I miss something?
This is Jay Runbeck. Yeah, I think that's clear. The only condition of approval that we'll have is just that DPM language, which I'm going to put in the chat here shortly. That's all I got at this point. Ms. Wolfley, do you want to add anything?
No, thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So Jay, I'm going to ask a question. It's yes, really sir. More of a generic question, and Mr. Armijo and Ms. Wolfe, you may want to jump in and give me your thoughts. So there's a lot of times between preliminary and final plat, there's a lot of adjustments. You're doing your final closures, you're doing a lot of tweaking of the plat. And so in many instances, the preliminary plat does not necessarily follow exactly the final plat. This is one of those times where it does, you know, this one is moot because they're actually following the approved preliminary plat. But I think we don't need to discuss it further today, but maybe let's keep this on our agenda items moving forward to look at, is to say, okay, when does a change between the preliminary and final plat warrant us to go back and rehear the preliminary plat because of the significant changes. This is the intent was there, everything was here on this one, so it's a moot case. But even if it had been separate tracks and they had combined them, I still wouldn't have said that was not enough material change to defer this case. If you want to give me a real quick your thoughts, and then we can bring that up later on a different.
Well, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll just note, we discussed this as staff, and we do have a minor preliminary plat amendment process. We've had those before. We also have a major preliminary plat amendment process. So if you have more than a 10% change in the lot configurations, that would probably be considered a major change and a major amendment. And then the applicant would have to basically treat the preliminary plat as a new one and re-notify property owners and neighborhood associations, and it'd have to be published in the Albuquerque Journal. It'd have to go the whole nine yards. They'd have to post a sign. Minor amendments, though, if you're just talking about a few minor changes, you know, it's no notifications are required. You can get, you know, it's a much more simple affair with a minor preliminary plat amendment. But again, because in this case, the original preliminary plat approved by the DRB in March of 2022 matches up with the final plat, we don't have that issue here. The final plat is consistent with the preliminary plat in that case. So that's what I'd note.
Okay, so, and I'll just take a few more minutes. So in this case, if it actually had been two tracks, it's still less than the 10% change.
Yes.
That. So it still would have fallen under a minor plat amendment.
But this is Jay Rodenbeck. What we were talking about as staff is the applicant might have to defer the final plat to June 28th and then apply for a minor preliminary plat amendment. And they could both, basically the minor preliminary plat amendment could be approved on June 28th, followed right away by the final plat. But again, because that, you know, we discovered that the original preliminary plat matches up with the final plat, that was avoided.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. That's a very good clarification. And those members of the audience, listen, as we said, this is evolving. And so that's another little protocol that we'll try to make the general public aware of. Yolanda, is there any additional comments that you'd like to make on this?
Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon, Houston. No, sir, but I stand for any questions if staff has any additional.
Okay. Mr. Gutierrez, hearing Officer Bohannon.
I'm yes. Sorry, I can't find my hand raised thing because I have so many screens going. But I put up on the screen the review and decision criteria. So in general, the final plat needs to match the preliminary plat and have complied with all the conditions that were, or any, you know, changes that were required for the preliminary plat. We don't have a defined space in the IDO for changes between a preliminary plat and a final plat. So that's just important to note. And so then it falls to what Jay described. The IDO would kind of need to be changed if somehow over time people felt that should be handled differently.
Right. Like I said, it's a good thing to get flushed out, and just so that we can advise applicants in the future if there's going to be an issue. So, yeah. Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Gutierrez, did you want to put a condition on this one for future plats, or is this just a The additional offsite infrastructure improvements is just a note for the applicant to understand that when they come in with the next plats, they'll have to have that done.
This is David with the Water Authority, Mr. Hearing Officer. That's correct. It's just an FYI for future phases. Nothing, no conditions for this plat.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon, any other comments from the DFT?
Just quickly, just a reminder, Mr. Gutierrez, items in the chat are not part of the formal record. So if you want to read that into the record, or if you just summarized it just now, but just be aware that if you put something in the chat, whether it's conditions or whatever, it does need to be orally stated or it's not part of the formal record.
Yeah, this is David at the Water Authority. I did state the same thing on the record already, so thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I'll just note we did have that one planning condition of approval. I put it in the chat. Maybe I need to, I did kind of verbally summarize it, but maybe I can do it verbatim as well. Should I do that, Ms. Wolfley?
Hearing Officer Brohan, I know, I think we can, I think the applicant knows what we're doing, and I think we can get through that. Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I approve PR-2021-004968, SD-2023-00108 final plat. Because the application meets all of the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM and other adopted city regulations, with the following condition that on sheet number two, that the typo errors be corrected and resubmitted to planning staff. With that, I wish you luck with your project. If there's any questions, let me know.
Great, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.